Blog Talk Radio.
Right. All praises. All praises to our Elohim, our Redeemer, the great Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the Ancient of Days, the Creator. I do that so that everyone understands, hey, we ain't talking idolatry over here. Shalom, O great nation of Israel. Shalom. So tonight, we're going to get at it because it's so interesting how we are all now on one consensus. And I should say we. Who are we? There's a group of us that are on the same consensus. Like we are of the same mind. Like I truly can understand things as they're spoken, as they come forth, as it relates to how I think, what I see, and what I'm getting from the Father. So I want to give great thanks for that, because the Father is doing a mighty work. His hand is moving. And these Gentiles, they are vexed at our reading of our redeeming and our gathering and our justice. Again, they are vexed at our reading of our redeeming and our gathering and our justice, let alone our salvation. They're going to be in shock and awe. They're going to be in astonishment. They should. These people have run around here talking about, they want to dismiss Judah. They want to, and they're so foolish that they don't even, okay, so you're going to dismiss Judah because we say we Judah, some of us say, yeah, we Judah. So, Judah's nothing, you know, God did away with Judah. He put him down, blah, blah, blah. But yet you are dealing with those Jewish people. See, the logic, their reasoning, their common sense has failed them. They are on their slippery slope straight to the abyss of darkness, of blindness. And they don't know what to do, rightfully so. I mean, we have said these things. Now, we have not said the things that we are saying today, but we have been saying these things for a long time. I put a thing in my community page about on YouTube about the brother, I think it's Jonathan Webb, young brother, Selma, Alabama, talking to the police, the sheriff, the chief, whatever the white man is, proclaimed to be, because, you know, he can be whatever he wants to be. So the young brother's talking to him, saying he wants to go in the courthouse. The white cop is saying, you know, you ain't going in there. And he was like, will you pray? Can you pray with me? I'm not praying for you. You know, can we pray together? We won't pray together. You need to go down somewhere else and pray. You know, I can love whoever I want. See, this is who they are. Everything else after this has been masked to portray them as who they are not, or who they don't want us to see them as. And, you know, our fathers and our moms and our grandparents saw them. They saw them. And today you got the Daves and the Karens of the world trying to come against us. You know, Karen's mad because we moving on up. We're surpassing them, supplanting them, and she mad. You don't belong here. Yes, I do. I own this place. What? Calling the cops. Dave, he all deep into his Christian sanity that he wants to make it seem like we don't know what we're talking about, and we don't have our own perspective, and that we have to only acknowledge the scriptures, the two verses or three verses that they want to give us to proclaim their righteousness. Yet when we bring the curious case against them as a testimony to them. They don't want no parts of it. What do I mean? They don't want to talk about their history. They don't want to talk about, you know, the sheriff, John Brown, you know, coming in to try to shoot us down and has shot us down. They don't want to talk about, you know, the devil's punch bowl that they coined. You know, they don't want to talk about their history. They don't want to talk about these things because, and let alone talk about slavery, because they don't, they want to distance themselves from that. But the further they go, they don't realize that chain of these, of their iniquity is right along with them, lockstep along with them, in rhythm with them, in tandem with them. And we're going, but don't you see that chain around your leg, around your neck, that's carrying your father's and your mother's and your grandparents and your great-grandparents' sins, their iniquity? Do you not see that? And they're going, no, don't worry about that. We can get in. We can be saved. Listen, nobody's saying you can't, but there's an order to things. There's things that you have to do. You can't just say that you're going to come in and supersede me. You can't come in, you know, with your arrogancy. Oh, you're just in your pride. You're just in your pride. Well, I'm not having any pride. Matter of fact, my pride has been diminished. What I am now in is joy. Matter of fact, guess what, Gentiles? I'm in my rapture. I'm in great, great, great rapture. No, you're in pride. You think that, listen, Gentiles, heathens alike, we are not here to carry you. We're not here to carry. We carried you all for a long time. You broke our backs. You cracked our necks. You broke our legs. You ate us. Literally and figuratively. And you won't acknowledge it. So we're no longer carrying you. And we're no longer carrying you. And we're no longer caring for you. See, that fire of righteousness and indignation that we have now, you guys put in your movies, your Clint Eastwoods, all these movies was righteous indignation. You know, I'm gonna kill you because you killed my family. Well, now we get to say, well, you know what? I can't really help you because you didn't help me and my family. Help me help you help us. You don't want no part of that. You want me to just say, okay, I agree with you. And all these chicken head, cucklehead, coon Negroes that's running about spouting their mouth like Jesse Lee and whatever that Republican, all these Tim Scott, all these, listen, they're not us. We're not them. That we're not all the same. You want us to be who you want. You're the only people on the face of the earth that has ran around through their rulership trying to tell everybody who they are based on your perspective. So now our perspective comes in and we're saying, hey, you realize that you're filthy. You realize you don't walk in dog doo-doo, right? You realize you got a bunch of dog doo-doo on your shoe. Oh, don't worry about that dog doo-doo. That dog doo-doo's fine. You just need to go step in that dog doo-doo. No, I'm not. Why would I need to? Why do I want to be like you, Gentiles? See, and this is the caveat right now, because the reality is simple for us, for me. If you were the people, if you are the people, if everything you say is true, why is your world in madness? Where is the righteousness in your world? Why is your world corrupted, incorrigibly corrupted? Why is everything on TV about hoeing, killing, stealing, and destroying? Why did you name your media Tell A Lie Vision? Why are you forcing everybody to pay for air and pay for water and pay for food? Why can't I have my own garden and eat what I want to eat? Why are you taxing me 80 times over for everything? Why are you forcing me to pay for knowledge? Gentiles, before you come against us who are just studying to show ourselves approved in a manner that is conducive to our Father's will, you need to check yourself. You need to go clean yourself. It reminds me of when we first encountered you all in when the Judeans first encountered, the Moorish Judeans first encountered you all in Europe after what you guys have coined the Dark Ages, when you all were filthy. And we, before we could even entertain you, we had to show you how to clean yourself. Reminds me of Peter going, nah, them people are dirty. I'm not talking to them, Father. No one hates anyone on our side. What we hate is wickedness and a wicked spirit. And a lot of people have that conundrum of sorts to think that we are racist. Listen, hold on. So they want to flip the script, because this is their logic. Their logic is to have killed, stolen, destroyed, lied, cheated, been racist, and then when we call them out, they want to say, oh, no, that's you. They're trying to project what they have done onto us, and it's not working anymore. It doesn't work anymore. See, this is the colonization. What we're dealing with is colonization. See, what the Father is judging the world on is colonization. See, everything after colonization, or rather, colonization begat everything else. All the isms. And that's what must be paid for. Racism, capitalization, barbarism, brutishism, fascism, Zionism, all the isms created by the colonizer. Yet to us, the Shemites and the multitude they lead, the earth will be ridden of the cancerous colonizers. The Shemites have been humbled. Pain has insisted and great consternation of the colonizers. The dregs were drunk. The world's vibration, the resonance came first, then the light to fight, not flee as we elevate to our own temple. You know, they're running around talking about, oh, well, it's a heifer, the heifer, the red heifer's coming. Listen, what the hell does that have to do with anything? You're not going to build a temple. The issues are not going to build a temple. They don't have the capacity. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the knowledge. They don't have the wisdom. And most importantly, they don't have the spirit. See, what we're doing, this is what's vexing them hardcore. This is what's got everybody all jacked up right now. This is it. And I got these scriptures up, and I'm going to go through them real quick. But this is the vexation of the heathens and the Gentiles, because this is what we're doing. It's John 4 and 23 through 24. It's, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. So when we are dealing with these people and they're coming at us going, well, what are you talking about? Well, who are you? That isn't a way. Listen, we're using the spirit, the Father's spirit, as we walk in truth to gain wisdom. And they got problems with that because they don't want us to walk. They don't want us to deal with our spirit, nor the truth, let alone the truth. They don't want to deal with the truth already. That's already, right? Already. That's that. They don't want no, there's no truth in them. But then when we say, well, wait, hey, that's some wicked ass shit that you've been doing, that you have done, that you continue to do to people that look like me all around the earth, they got problems. Listen, I grew up apartheid, end of civil rights, one or two Negroes in certain schools, in certain situations, in certain groups, you know. Not many of us on TV, if any, everything was white. And it ain't me being mad at that because that was your rule. So you can't now turn around and say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Wasn't my rule. Wasn't me. I didn't do it. Listen, we lived through this. I mean, are you this is no bamboozlement or hoodwink afoot. There is by no stretch of the imagination you can come at me and others to try to act like none of that happened. None of that happened. There is no way that you can come at me. I'm a Gen Xer. I tell you this. I have seen enough under the Gen X time of the eight. I know what I know and what I've seen and where I've been. And there is nobody on the face of this earth that's going to change any of that. Why? Because that has made me who I am. And I give all praises to our Father for allowing his spirit to allow me to see the truth so that I can walk in wisdom, where these Gentiles are running around amok, you know, trying to act like you don't know what you're talking about. We all can get salvation. Yeah, okay, you can. Everybody can get salvation based on us. Salvation is for us. Why would you need salvation, Gentiles, when you've been ruling the world? Have you not had your salvation? See, when we come at them with the question, they get vexed. That's why the Days got problems. That's why the Ishmaelites got problems. That's why the Ishes got problems, because we now are questioning them. And not only are we questioning them, we're questioning their integrity. We're questioning their know-how. We're questioning know-how. How are we questioning our know-how? You mean to tell me that you went to the moon? Is that what you're trying to tell me? You guys gone to the moon now? You guys can go to the moon. You guys know everything. You guys are everyone, but you don't know who the tribes are? You don't know. You think that we have to be led by some old cantankerous white man who can't even wipe his own ass? Are you crazy? The spirit is out of the box. And there is no way, you Gentiles, you heathens, and you cooners will put it back in. It's out. It's here. It's with us. The spirit is with us, is within us, because the spirit was given to us. Those that accept the spirit and walk in spiritual ways. We're not out here to try to hate anybody. We don't have time for that. Matter of fact, what the Gentiles want is for us to attack them and attack them and attack them so that they can attack and attack and attack so that they can say, well, we got to go against these niggers. Nah, fool, you're going to have to fight yourself. And I'm gonna show that. You're going to have to fight yourself. That's y'all's deal. You ain't getting away with all the killing and the bloodshed. You're not going to get away with that. And yes, it does fall on the son and the daughters of those that did it. Let's get that real quick, because this is one of their main freaking arguments. And this is Ezekiel 18. And this what? And we're gonna. All right, let me just go. Let me just roll real quick. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. As I live, saith the Lord God. I'm just going to read it. I'm not even going to go through it because I got to get through all this. Saith the Lord God, ye shall, because we know who our scriptures are talking about. Ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and have not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a mistress woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none but by violence, hath given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment, he that hath not given forth upon usury, taxation, neither to have taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just. He shall surely live, saith the Lord God. If he begat a son that is a robber, a shedder of blood, and that doeth the like to any one of these things, and that doeth not any of those duties, but even hath eaten upon the mountains and defiled his neighbor's wife, hath oppressed the poor and needy, hath spoiled by violence, hath not restored the pledge, and hath lifted up his eyes to the idols, hath committed abomination, hath given forth upon usury taxation, and hath taken increase, shall he then live? He shall not live. He hath done all these abominations. He shall surely die. His blood shall be upon him. Now, lo, if he begat a son that seeth all his father's sins which he hath done, and considereth and doeth not such like, that hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, hath not defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath oppressed any, hath not withholden the pledge, neither hath spoiled by violence, but hath given his bread to the hungry and hath covered the naked with a garment, that hath taken off his hand from the poor, that hath not received usury, taxation, nor increase, hath executed my judgments, hath walked in my statutes, he shall not die for the iniquity of his father. He shall surely live. Time out. Pause. So, Gentiles, heathens, you talk about how, you know, the sins of the father, sins of the father. Okay, you're right. It doesn't occur. It doesn't have to be the father's sins is the son's sins. But tell me, have you done righteous works? This is it right here. If you've done these things righteously, then you should be fine. There should be no vexation. There should be no issues. You should not have any problems. But if you have done this, and see, it says, lifted up thine eyes to the idols of Israel. Well, could that mean our idols, our ancient idols? Maybe. Could it mean the idols of Israel, of the Israelis? Probably. Could it also mean the idols of Christianity? Absolutely. So if you idolize in Jesus, worshiping him, when we already know Jesus is Zeus and means earth pig. There were no J's. We've told you this for the last 7 years. Now, you can't come at us sideways trying to act like, oh, well, you guys don't know what you're talking about. When we're trying to tell you, you are acting the same way your parents and your parents' parents and your parents' parents' parents and your parents' 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 parents acted towards us. Because the perception is not by your eyes, but by those that have been victimized. So you can't try to flip the script and be like, well, we're a victim too. You know, I mean, we've all victims. We also, nah, nigga, you are nowhere near a victim as you have made us to be. And we're not even tripping. We don't even care. You've done all these things. Yes, you have. There is no lying about it. You have done these things as a people. And now we're like, yo, this has nothing to do with us. That's between you and the Father. That's your judgment. That's on your head. And now you, whoa, we all in this. Nah, we ain't all in nothing. Who is this? We, this ain't got nothing to do with us. We're not involved with that. Matter of fact, we're separate. Oh, scoff. Y'all are Hamites. Again, you're calling names. This is what you do. You guys call us names. You got nothing to do but to figure out bywords to come against us when all we're doing is seeking after our Father. You've done it from the beginning, and you're still doing it now. So I ask again, if you are without sin or iniquity of your fathers, prove it. Stop talking to me. I'm done talking to you. And that's why we get on here, people, we, brothers and sisters, get on and we expound and expand and intellectualize and communicate our spirit through these airways. Why? Because it is time. It is time. Time. You can't come at us, you know, tiptoeing, talking about, hey, you know, have you heard Jesus? No. We ain't heard, we don't care. That's for you to deal with. All y'all have ever done is taken from us. You guys have went around the earth finding our ancient megaliths, our ancient knowledge and wisdom. Seeing, it's like, you know, you go, gone around the world, finding our digging up our ancient wisdom and knowledge and claiming it for yourself. And why can I say that emphatically? Because that's what you've done, the gold rush. I claim this. What? It wasn't even yours. Eminent domain. I claim this so I can put a road through it and make you pay for it. This is what you guys, as a nation, as a people, have done because you guys have not had the understanding of how to live righteously. And it's because we chose to live like you. And when that was done, yes, our Father was done with us for a moment in time. He didn't cast us away forever and evermore. As the whole book says that. But you heathens and Gentiles want to be us so bad. Okay, fine. You want to be us? Be us. So now that you're Israel, okay, now that you're spiritual Israel, make sure that you prepare, because now you also got to take the punishment. You got to take the good with the bad. You guys don't get to run around town talking about, oh, I'm good. And then at night, during the day, and then at night, you hoeing, stealing, and killing. You don't get to do that no more. Time's changed. The gig is up. And the gig is up because we up. We are awakened. So now the Father's not really closing a blind eye to you. He ain't winking at your indiscretions anymore. He's got his eyes wide open. Ain't no eyes wide shut no more. His eyes are wide open, eyeballing you. And you may say, "Wow, I mean, the Judah and Judah, you know, they got to go down, and the God don't like them no more." Okay, for a time, you're right. All that is true. But because you don't acknowledge your own history, his hyphen story, you guys don't even read the entire book. You guys are lost in the sauce. You guys are lost in the Jesus sauce. Because if you understood this scripture, and I'll say it like this, if you were the people who wrote these words originally, there would be no reason for you not to understand the premise of the gospel that the scriptures are talking about. The premise of the gospels is not forgiveness, but the premise is repentance and redemption. And that plays into salvation. 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 Again, Gentiles and heathens, why would you need salvation if you've got your million-dollar house? You've had your $500,000 a year job. You've had your boats. You've had your summer vacation. You've had your cars, your motorcycles. You've had your five houses. You've had your kids through college and then your grandkids through college. You've retired early. You've got your pensions. You've got all your money. You've got all your land. What the filth, Florin, would you need salvation for? I mean, this isn't hard. See, that's what I'm saying. Logic and reason is in the age of Aquarius, my friends. Logic and reason. And if you ain't coming, if you're not coming with logic and reason, I mean, what the hell are you coming with? I mean, really? I mean, this is, it's like you guys are so ignorant to the facts. Yeah, okay. Salvation. What is salvation? Preservation, right? Our Father preserved us. Even though he put the wood to us, he preserved his remnant. Oh, we're the remnant. We're the remnant. You guys are all Hamites. Listen, are you preserved? Are you dealing in wisdom? Are you understanding righteousness? Are you treating people the way that you want to be treated? Is your world in a state of bliss, in a state of happiness? Do you have peace of mind? If not, you're not preserved. Or deliverance from harm. No, wait, time out. Let's back up. Deliverance from harm. So tell me, Gentiles, when have you needed when have you needed deliverance from harm, Gentiles? See, this is how we doing it now and coming into 2024. This is, if even that, maybe let's just say 2012. Shoot, I like the ring of that better. 2012 sounds about right. 12 is the missing number. The lost number, 12. We're in 2012. Makes sense. So we're going to just say 2012 because I can't even believe we're in 2024 yet. Doesn't even make sense. What makes more sense, and it's just me because I'm a little crazy like that. What makes more sense is 2012 when all hell is breaking loose. The Mayans told us, our brothers, the Mayans, our sisters, the Mayans said, hey, 2012 is going to be calamitous. Digress. So when have you needed to be delivered from harm, Gentiles and heathens? See, because we're dealing with your salvation because you say you want it. So see, these things have to have happened to you in order to truly have salvation, right? Deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. We ain't talking about the loss of your 401ks, you know, we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about the loss of your fourth house, you know, your beach house. No, we ain't talking about that. We ain't talking about the loss of your car going through a flood. No, we ain't talking about the loss of your job either. No. And now their theology in salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. So, okay, let's break that down real quick. Gentiles, when have you had deliverance from sin and its consequences? Because you're still sinning. Oh, Jesus died for our sins, so you can still sin? Nigga, please stop. Your logic is irrational. You can, nations, hear me. If you take the time to listen, you guys have not had to worry. What you guys should have been doing was working your faith out so that at the end, when we are raised up to be redeemed and to obtain the salvation that was said to come to us, that has been written about, then you too can be afforded it. You can't come from a Christian church who you've been, from a prosperity Christian church that you've been given thousands upon thousands upon thousands to these degenerate, wicked, demon pastors, and then want to turn around and say, well, you know, I was delivered from my sin and my consequence. You know, Christ delivered me from sin and consequence. When? When did he say that? Verse and chapter, chapter and verse. When? And don't give me your pontification of it. He needs to have said it. And I don't want to hear about it in the Disney Bible. I don't want to hear about it coming out of the Disney Bible no more. I want you to go to the Hebrew and tell, well, it's not, you know, the Greek and the Aramaic. Listen, that's y'all's words. That's why you are not trusted today. I mean, this is not even hard. It's not difficult. There's no trust in you, nations. You all cannot be trusted. And as funny as that is, it's truly sad. There's no, imagine your word is not bond. Your words are fool's gold. You know that fool's gold that y'all dug out talking about is gold and try to make money on and, you know, killed our brethren and sisters for? It's a fool's gold. And it's typical and it's the epitome of because you're a foolish nation. You're being led by fools. I don't care if they're black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian. It doesn't matter. If they are in leadership today, they are foolish people. And there is no truth in this. And they want to somehow, Williamson, this Jewish lady is going to come and save you? Who? Biden's going to save? Trump's going to save you? I mean, come on. Who's going to save you is true Israel, the whole house thereof. Why? Because they have gone through deliverance from sin and its consequence. And this goes as far as to say, and this is the ignorance of your theology. This is the ignorance of it. It says salvation, theology, deliverance from sin and its consequence, believed by Christians to be brought about by faith in Christ. Listen, just because you believe it don't mean that it's true. So if you believe something that's not true, how are you, as John 4 and 23 said, how are you worshiping the Father in spirit and truth? Heathens and Gentiles, you guys are off, but you know what is it? The X marks the spot. This new mark that's coming upon the nation, your nation, for now. That's going to come and if nothing happens, it's going to be. Listen, it's not about what's going to happen immediate. The Father didn't give you the opportunity to bring us down all at once, just like that, overnight. No, this is a slow marinade. This is, you know, we're going to put in some garlic. I'm going to put some tomatoes. I'm going to chop up the tomatoes while that garlic and that oil is cooking. Then we're going to make it, let it simmer. We're going to let it marinate. Then you're going to come and say, our fathers have inherited lies. Then you're going to wake up. Because as we come into our land, as we wake up in the land of our captivity, as we remember ourselves in the land of our captivity, so do you. So do you. But you're not going to get the same amount of time. You think that grace is so that you can sin, so that you can say there is no God, so that you can sin and fornicate and be who you want to be what you want to be, tell other people who they are. You know, write it in your doctrines and your journals about what you believe it to be. But when the knock comes at the door and you answer it and it's not what you believed it to be, don't cry to us. Don't come looking for me. Because this thing is big. I don't know about anything else other than the fact that what is coming is so big. And, you know, the eclipses going through Salem and then Nineveh, then Salem, and then Little Egypt, and then the comet, the destroyer of the Gentiles coming through to make the island. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, and they want to dismiss it. Ah, scoff, scoff, scoff. Mock, mock, mock. It's like I keep saying, you know, Father, they mock us, and they mock you. And, you know, he's like, don't concern yourself with that. I got this. You do what you need to do. So I say, okay. Because they have been mocking us like nobody's business. And, you know, the mocking that where your God at, you know, these niggas ain't got no God. They ain't even human. They this, you know, the Edom, you know, that. They ate Nat Turner. What degenerate people on the face of the earth would eat a man? Oh, well, you know, black people were cannibals. No, sir. We weren't. We ate our young because you guys were surrounding us, trying to kill us and keeping us in disarray, vexing our spirits. And yes, some of our women, a few of our women did this thing. But we didn't do it as a party. It was based on vexation. It was based on pain and sorrow. You all did it for fun and to make a mockery and to make a point. We'll eat the rest of you if you guys try to rebel like Nat Turner. Where Tony Satcheries. What did you see? This is what I'm saying. Like the mindset of the heathen and the Gentile has no, like they are low right now. The days of the world, these people who come at us, the Copelands, they're so low. It's like I'm looking over them. And see, they try to trigger us. They're trying to raise our blood, but they can't. And the funny thing is we can cut it off anytime. Oh, done. I'm not talking to you. You're a fool. You're a fool, and I don't need to talk to you anymore. And they feel some sort of way about that. Now, what do you mean? You need to listen to me. You're not listening. No, I'm not. And then the Negroes want to go, oh, well, we're all African, and we're this, and that. Okay. What do you mean, okay? Okay. Whatever you want to believe, you believe it. That's your belief. Does not mean that is true. And now for me, you can say the same thing. But what I know from me is what I've been doing and where I've been and where I am going and where I am. You know, my testimony is, so when the Father says, I testify. Like when he brings them all in to plead with them, you don't think that they're going to have all the angels and all of us and we're going to be telling our story against them? You know, it's funny. Enoch was like, the 70 shepherds, you know, he was like, no, they're going to do too much. Just keep an eye on them. So I got to thinking about that the other day, and I was like, you know, that too much, they were already doing over too much, to be honest. But they just went buck wild under Reagan and that crack cocaine thing. That thing should have happened. It never should have happened. No, it should never have happened. But they thought it cool. They actually had that experiment already set up. They were experimenting with rats and monkeys, seeing what crack was going to do to them. So they knew this was a premeditated thing that they did in the 80s, in the 90s. And they did it so that they could get the rest of our men out of the population and to make our women whores. And to create a dysfunctional family all the way to the end. What did the father do? He was like, okay, I see you. You know, the angels, when they were doing this thing under Reagan, you know, the angels was probably like, mouths are open or whatever. They were just in astonishment, like, really? And the father is on his throne going, And the saints are under the altar screaming, now everybody's going, Father, look at what they're doing to your people. And he said, nah, but for a little while longer, I got you. I got this. Settle down now. And he let them do it. And now look at them. And he took the spirit, the little spirit that he had given them away from them, and he gave it and gave us our spirit back. And now we are raising ourselves up via his will, his spirit, our master, Yahusha. Because they call on Jesus, they say we don't believe in it, the Ishes are doing their thing, everybody the Ishmaelites are doing their thing, the Asians, their thing, everybody doing their thing. Everybody got some deity, and this is why Jubilees 15 is so true. Everybody got a deity that looks an idol that looks like them. We're the only ones that don't. So that in and of itself should tell people, well, these are different people. And they say the Hamites don't. Yeah, they do. They do. They got their own deities as well. The true Hamites. Those that are under the monotheism of the one true creator, they don't even have, they're at the bottom over in Africa, in the nations of Africa. Just like it said it would, just like he said that we would be. And somehow the nations are missing all of this. They're just missing it. They are a foolish bunch. There is no truth in them. Even their breakdowns of the little scriptures that they break down, like you can go... So if I put in any scripture, the first thing that comes up is, oh, you want Jeremiah 31 commentary? No, nigga, I don't want your commentary. Can I just get the script to read it myself? This is what they've done. They've taken all things and had someone, as we know, become a expert in it for a commentary so that they can give to the people. So the people can say, oh, well, such and such said that this is the best thing, so we got to do it, see? And just like the shot, the jab a jab, right? The jab a jab. Oh, well, everybody's doing it. You got to get it done. Don't you want it? Now everybody's struggling. With this sun coming up, it's going to cook them inside out. It's going to create commotion. It's going to be a lot of problems for people. And, oh, well, I don't like the fact that you talk. Hey, that's not my problem, man. Sister, brother, that's not my problem. Gentile, heathen, if you chose to take something that you knew that you shouldn't have taken, whose problem is that? Whose problem is that? Is that my problem? You want to force, you want to impose your will on me because I'm saying I don't want none of it? I don't want your doctrines. I don't want your vaccines. I don't want your knowledge. I don't want none of it. I don't want none of it. Now you mad at me because I don't want your tainted wine?
Drink this wine.
No, man.
You need to eat this.
No. You got to have. No, I don't. Why don't you go do it yourself? I've done it all. I can tell. I see your eyes. I can see the way you look. I mean, you're smelling bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is a struggle for them right now. Everything. All right, so let's get at it real quick. These people, man, they just lost their mind. And this is for Israel because it's time for us now. We beat up the Gentiles, and we'll probably be back beating them up in a second, but I get back to us because this is the beauty of us. Yeah, okay. All right, Isaiah 43. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. See, and this is what the Gentiles got problems with, because he's telling us this, but they don't want to call, they want to go to Paul. They want to go to, you know, whatever else, whoever, and really that's all they go to, you know, some letter Paul wrote, okay? That's all they can do, because everything else is talking about the redemption of Israel, and the Israeli needs no redemption. Shoot. Nor salvation. Shoot, they own everything, but I digress. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Saba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou has been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. So this is the fear that they got, that the regathering. This is the fear. That's why they want to be regathered so bad that they talking about they going to be gathered. Where are you? What you going to be gathered? Aren't you gathering now? Have you not already gathered in Jesus' name? So if you've already been gathered in Jesus' name, why do you need to be regathered? You've never been separated or scattered. So why do you think that you need to be regathered? Oh, well, you know, we the people. Ridiculous. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations gather and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, see? And show us former things, yep. Let them bring forth their witness that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Yet ye are my witnesses. See, this is what the Father Spirit gave me. The Father gave me, you know, this is a court. You know, the sister Hebrew widow, she's all about it. She understands the spiritual court. This is a court. They have their testimony, but we are the witnesses against them. This is why they got so much conniption and so many problems. This is why when they see us, they're vexed because our spirits convict them. A while back, I kept saying, you know, we got to self-reflect. We got to self convict and we got to self-correct. Because when it's witness time, there can't be no flaws. You know, we're the two witnesses.
Ah, the two witnesses is two white men that's going to be in dead in the street.
Listen, that's their logic. That's their mindset. Why, again, would two white witnesses be dead in the street and the world make him marry? Why would they do that? They'd be upset. Ooh, what are these two white men in the street? Oh, we got to take care of them. But two Negroes dead in the street, they could care less. Two nations, one nation, two kingdoms, one nation. Dead in the street, they don't care. Who been in the street? The Negro. Now that they got these immigrants and these other people, now they in the streets. Okay. Because we're getting raised up, don't you see? We can't be in the streets no more. We're being cleaned up, nations. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, the Elohim. And besides me, there is no Savior. See, Trump ain't your Savior. Biden ain't your Savior. You know, Taylor Swift ain't your Savior. You know what I'm saying? Your army ain't going to be your Savior. Your Pope ain't your Savior. Your pastors ain't your Savior. Your history certainly ain't your Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have showed. When there was no strange God among you, therefore ye are my witnesses. See, we are getting the idolatry out of us. And that idolatry is a vexation to our Father, of course, but it's a vice. It's our vice. Our vice. Anything that we have as a vice becomes an idol to us. And he sees it, and he doesn't want that. So when we step in court, we got to be clean, because the heathen and the Gentiles coming in there raggedy. You know, they got all the demons. He's like, all right, come on. And the demons that were with them are following them, and they're going to be like, wait, he ain't with me. And we're like, yeah, he's been with you this whole time. Wait. I don't even know her. Yeah. She been your girl for the entire time. These are your people. What? Yeah. And we're standing over there, and they're like, well, what are those niggers doing over here? Why aren't they over here? Same thing like Lazarus and the rich man. Well, hey, Lazarus, what you doing over there? Don't you worry about what I'm doing over here. What you doing over there? You doing all right over there? No. Yeah, I could tell. And so they're going to have that look on their face. Yea, before the day was I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Thus saith the Elohim, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all the nobles and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. So this dude, this other guy, Dave, was talking about Egypt is not America. The Hebrew word does not mean, Egypt does not mean bondage in the Hebrew, blah, 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 you know, yada, yada, yada. And Babylon isn't this, it's over there. This is their conniption, because spiritually they don't have the clues to understand the spirituality of the Egypt, of the Babylon, because they were never under it. They benefited. They got no leg to stand on. I am the Elohim, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Elohim, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and horses, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember, ye are not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. So, I'm chosen. Well, if you're chosen, you have been chosen. You will know that you're chosen. It has nothing to do with me choosing. This is the whole concept of Christianity. Well, I choose Jesus. Well, that's not how this works. The Bible is clearly telling you that the Father chooses who he wants. This is why everyone's got problems, because they don't read, they don't understand. The heathen and the Gentiles are foolish people in their concept of spirituality. Why? Because they destroyed the ones that had the spirit. We were at the bottom. Now that we've raised up, our spirit is strong and vibrant, they're vexed. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifice. Okay, so wait a second. So here's what the Gentiles would do. So the beginning, all the way to this, to 21. So Isaiah 43, 21, right? So, Isaiah 41, 1 through 21. This is all the good stuff. They skip over that, and this is what the Daves do. They skip over that, and they go right to 22. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. So they want to show the negative of Israel, of ancient Israel, because in order for them to be justified in who they claim to be, Israel has to be no more. We never realized we are to be redeemed at the end of our covenant. We want to do a new covenant. There's no new covenant. So let's jump over real quick. Now remember, this is Isaiah 43, but now thus... No. We're going. My apologies. We're going to Jeremiah 31. No, we were in. We were in Ezekiel 18, and it says, Ezekiel 18. The word of the Elohim came unto me, saying, what mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, saith the Elohim, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. Okay, let's go to Jeremiah 31. So from Jeremiah 31, we're going to go to Jeremiah 31. All right, let's start at 25. For I have satiated the weary soul. Again, we're in Jeremiah 31 and 25. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Talking about Israel. Upon this I awakened and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith Elohim, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, that's our trouble, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Elohim. This is where we are now. In those days, they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. So I want to go back to Isaiah 43 real quick, because we also got to realize that the heathen and the Gentiles have had their sticky paws all up in our word, okay? So when you read these things, you know, sometimes they may have flipped the script. So in this case, If we go at, if we start at 22 and make that like one, and then make one like, what would that be? So 22, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, start at 7, then the scriptures show the redemption of Israel, meaning the Israel went into Israel, Israel's to be punished, but Israel's to be redeemed. But what they do is they go, Israel's to be redeemed, then Israel's to be punished. See, because they want all of the redemption to have already happened and all the punishment to be forevermore. This is what they want. But reading it through spirit and truth, the truth is that the heathen and the Gentiles have polluted the word, perverted the word, perverted the understanding, polluted the truth. There's no truth in it. We have to utilize the spirit to understand the truth. They don't have the spirit to recognize the truth, so they try to deal with their truth. It's their truth. That's why if we say something contrary to them, they get vexed. This is what we're, and it's funny how it's all happening coming up to our new year this year. Like it's strong, you know, the what is it? The not the force, but what did they call the other one? The force and the dark side, I guess. The dark side is strong with these heathens and Gentiles right now. Like it's all over them. You know, I went to lunch today with a friend of mine, you know, we're sitting in a little eatery joint and we're talking, and you know, he's one of the good ones. He's a good fella. I mean, literally, he has me in stitches all the time, but he's a funny guy, and he has a good head on his shoulders, and he wants to do the right thing, you know. But I was explaining to him how, you know, I was explaining to him how what it looks like to live in a righteous world, because everything that I've already talked about, the taxation, all that stuff, that's wicked. That's a wicked world. And he was like, well, what does it look like? Because he asked me this all the time, because this ain't the first conversation we had about this. And he's like, oh, what does it look like? So today I finally told him. Before, I think I on one of my lessons, I said he wasn't ready for it. But today he seemed like the Spirit said he's ready. So I said, okay, so what does the righteous world look like? I said, look around you. I said, you see the people smiling, eating, talking. Tell me, do you think they have peace of mind? And he just looked at me and he's like, nah, I don't think so. I said, so the world to come, you will have peace of mind. Peace of mind to wake up and enjoy your day. Give worship to your creator. Go out and be thankful for the trees, the water, the air, the ability to stand up, the ability to be, to live in truth, to live in honor and righteousness. Treating people the way you want to be treated. No usury. No taxation. No representation that's leading you astray. I said, look at these. Look at your world. Everything that this world is, the next world will not be. And he took it all in, and it made sense to him today. It really did. And the spirits were rejoicing. So I digress. Behold, the day, this is Jeremiah 31:27. Behold, the days come, saith the Elohim, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Elohim. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith our Elohim, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Now, when you go into the Strong's and go into etymology of this word new covenant, it's actually renewed. We know this, right? Renewed, because this is how the Gentiles bamboozled. Remember, their hands have been all up in this. Oh, it's a new covenant. No, this is, I will renew the covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Although I was an husband unto them, saith the Elohim, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Elohim. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Okay, so here we go. Essentially, what's the Father saying? I will give them my spirit so that they will have my spirit in them to do the right thing. I mean, this shit is not hard. It is not hard. We have the spirit based on the salvation and the covenant that was deemed to give to us from the beginning. Ain't no heathen or Gentile in the beginning. They late. They come lately. Come late Charlie's, talking about this is mine, this is who we are, you ain't this, you ain't that. But their hearts have not, the Father has not written any type of righteousness in their heart. Why can I say that emphatically? Because look at their actions. As a people, and even those that are not as wicked as the rest, by a degree or two or three, they're complicit. And shoot, we were complicit too. Hold on. We were complicit too. And we had to be broken because we were his. We were under, as Jubilees 15 says, we were his. He is our ruler. The creator is our ruler. We could not be led astray from him unless we chose to be led astray. And we chose to be led astray due to our idolatry, playing with and messing with the heathens and the Gentiles. Now all that's done. We're the generation in the fourth generation. We're done with that because they've got nothing that we haven't already seen, had, or wanted for. That was their foolishness in integrating us. If they kept us separate, we probably would have been to this point earlier, but they integrated us so that we can go back into idolatry with them. But in doing so, we've had our taste. We don't want it. It's not good. It's bitter. And they love that bitterness. They love it. Especially when they can blame and they don't have no consequence based on their actions. And now here we are stepping up our game, going, nah, 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 we ain't fooling with y'all no more. We are done. And they vexed. Isn't that strange? Oh, well, listen, I'm done. You know, you at a party. Let's just say you at a party. All types of madness going on, chaos going on. And you go to the person who the party, I don't even know what they will call the party. You go to the person who's having the party, whose house it is, and you say, listen, I'm done. I'm going home. And they go, no, why are you going home? Well, you ain't this, you ain't that. And you're like, well, I'm just going home, tired, I'm done. And they feel some sort of way about it. This is what the Gentiles are feeling like right now, that we are leaving their party. Their debaucherous, rambunctious, wicked party. And we don't want to come back. And they're like, but you coming back, right? No, we ain't coming back. What? You guys don't think, you guys ain't shit. You guys think that y'all better than us. This is where they are.
And it's funny because this is how we were to each other. This is how we were to each other over the last 70 years, especially the last 70 years. And now we get to step it up. And we don't have to worry or concern ourselves with them because they are getting their consequence. Because, again, they want to be us. So you want to be us? Fair enough. We accept all of the house of the Gentiles and the heathens. We accept you. So now that you're Israel, you've got to be chastised. You got to go through something now. You got to now be pained. You got to now have sorrow. You got to now go through trouble. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to go through the fire to be Israel? Are you willing to go through the pain that it takes to go? It's like, okay, you want to be, you want a football team. Let's say a high school football team. And you're out there working hard, and your coach go, okay, now that you made the team, are you trying to be just on the team, or are you trying to be an All-American? And then, I ain't really trying to work that hard. Mm-mm. Nah, I ain't trying to be on the team. This is where we are. We're at this point where it's the shuffling. As we're being gathered, they're being gathered. It's a shuffling. It's like a shuffling of the deck. It's like, okay, well, you say this, you say these words, but are you ready to work the words that you say? No, I got Jesus. Cut. He ain't on the team. Cut. And this is what the Gentiles, I was an athlete, so when you went through tryouts, the coaches, it'd be rough on you. They just write down who made it, put it on the wall. So the Gentiles are going up against the wall and seeing if their name's on it. And they're like, what? I got cut? Yeah, you got cut, man. You ain't that good. You need to work on your game. You need to study to show yourself approved. Well, shoot, I don't need to study. That's why you cut. This is not hard. Nobody's mad at you. No, we wish you well. Go on. Matter of fact, we don't, but just go on. You're cut. You're not on the team. So we ain't got time for them no more. They're not. The Father, after those days, saith our Elohim, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. So we're dealing with the law of self-reflection, the law of self-conviction, the law of self-correction. These are laws. These are ordinances. These are things that have to be addressed. We are addressing them as individuals, as well as the collective consciousness, the Christ, the Yahawashi consciousness. While the other nations are still playing with the little Jesus button that they got, they pull a button on their shirt going, what would Jesus do? I love Jesus. Jesus is my savior. May just walking around with it, still doing dirt. But the ones that he has chosen, he has put his law in them. And this is where we are. This is why they got problems right now. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, mm-hmm. and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, right? That's a proper place to put the Lord. So it says, let's go back. After those days, saith the Lord, saith the Elohim, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. See, that's a perfect place to put the Lord. We're not saying, hey, we're not teaching, hey, you know about Jesus? We're not the Lord. No, we're not doing that anymore. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Elohim. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. That's our salvation, son. That's our redemption. That's what we're after. All this other tomfoolery that's going on, that they got going on, that's of no consequence to us. That is of no consequence to us. They want to be what they want to be who they say they are but are not. They want to talk and run and drink and play and go here and go to and fro. Do it. Ain't nobody mad. You want to be us so bad. Be us. But you can't choose where you want to be us at in the story. This ain't you making your history up like you did, like you have, like you continue to do. If you want to be us or be with us, you're going to have to go through something. This is the point of Israel. Israel had to... In order for Jacob to be Israel, he had to go through something. So why in the filth floor would you believe, Gentiles and heathens, that you ain't got to do nothing to be us? Why do you believe that we're going to sit here and allow you in our house dirty? I mean, nah, man. This ain't, nah, make me curse. Nah. Nah, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. And to be honest, it don't even matter if you think that you're right, Gentiles. You could be right, but you're wrong. It don't even matter. It don't matter whether you are right or wrong. If you are right, it will show, but you still going to have to go through something. You still going to have to go through something. This is not an easy walk. This ain't a walk of loving Jesus and Jesus forgave me for everything I did, everything I've done, and everything I'm about to do right now. I'm doing it because I know I'm forgiven. See, that's whack. That's madness. So we got to do what they do. So now, see, again, this is how they did our scriptures. So all of that is beautiful, what I just read, Jeremiah 30, 31, what it said. But then when you get past, I will remember their sin no more. Now it's 35 to 40. This is what he's talking about. What the Father is telling us that he's going to see. No. I digress. Hold on. All right, let's keep moving. Thus saith our Elohim, this is 35, which giveth the sun for light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Elohim of hosts, the Elohim is his name. If those ordinances depart from me, saith the Elohim, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me. Thus saith the Elohim, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Elohim. Behold, the days come, saith the Elohim, that the city shall be built by the Elohim from the tower of Hananel unto the gate of the corner, and the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill Gerb, and shall come pass about to Goeth, and the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and of the field unto the brook of Kidron into the corner of the horse gate towards the east shall be holy unto the Elohim. It shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever. Where you at, heathens? Where you at, Gentiles? All right, let's go over here because this is the beauty. Let me make sure that I did that one. Okay. So we're gonna finish up with the Book of Enoch real quick. The Book of Enoch, chapter 56. Because this is the end. They shall not see it again. This is the end. Chapter 56, and I saw there the hosts of the angels of punishment as they went, and they were holding chains of iron and bronze. Now, iron and bronze,
the thighs of bronze, the legs of iron. And the representation should be bronze is Egypt, but the Gentiles injected themselves into the man, right? Or the Greeks and the Romans, the Greeks injected themselves into the man. So the Greeks are known as the thigh of brass. I mean, the belly and thighs of bronze and the legs of iron. So remember that. And so let's start again. And I saw there the hosts of the angels of punishment as they went, and they were holding chains of iron and bronze. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, saying, to whom are those who are holding the chains going? And he said to me, each to his own chosen ones and to their beloved ones, so that they may be thrown into the chasm in the depths of the valley. And then that valley will be filled with their chosen and beloved ones, and the days of their life will be at an end, and the days of their leading astray will no longer be counted. See? So who are they talking about? Bronze, iron and bronze leading astray. These are the demons or the principalities that were over the other nations. Okay? And then the valley will be filled with the chosen and beloved ones, and the days of their life will be at an end, and the days of their leading astray will no longer be counted. And in those days, the angels will gather together and will throw themselves toward the east upon the Parthians and the Medes. They will stir up the king so that a disturbing spirit will come upon them. We see Biden. We see Putin. We see Xi Xi. We see all these leaders that seem out of sorts. And in those days, the angels will gather together and will throw themselves toward the east upon the Parthians and Medes. They will stir up the king so that a disturbing spirit will come upon them, and they will drive them from their thrones, and they will come out like lions from their lairs and like hungry wolves in the middle of their flocks. And they will go up and trample on my land of my on the land of my chosen ones. And the land of my chosen ones will become before them a trampling ground and a beaten track. This is what they're trying to do, okay? But the city of my righteous ones will be a hindrance to their horses, and they will stir up slaughter amongst themselves. Okay, so earlier I said, we're going to talk about them fighting themselves, okay? But the city of my righteous ones will be a hindrance to their horses, and they will stir up slaughter amongst themselves, and their own right hand will be strong against them. And a man will not admit to knowing his neighbor or his brother, nor a son his father or his mother, until through their death there are corpses enough in their punishment. It will not be in vain. And in those days, Sheol will open its mouth, and they will sink into it, and their destruction. Sheol will swallow up the sinners in front of the faces of the chosen. All praises. All praises. I mean, you know, the Gentiles do not understand that we know. You think they know? Nah, they don't know. No, we know. We know. We know about what's, we have the grip on the truth. And because they've never had the truth in their hand, nor in their head, nor in their heart, they're scared of it. Here we come standing a great, mighty army, standing as a man, standing as a righteous man, standing in great boldness, holding the truth. They were perplexed. Now they're vexed. And as they should be, and deservedly so. This is, I mean, you know, but they want us to understand. They want us to believe that they have love. That they have love for everyone. And they don't. And they don't. But based on that, the message is done. The message was heard. I know the message was received. And therefore the lesson's done. But now it's time for a little song to go out on. And this one came to me today. And it's funny because today when I was looking up this song, and I put in my where is, and it came up in my Google search, where is it west among the mountains of gold? And I was like, what? And I read it, and that's another day's message, because the Book of Enoch, the second paragraph, the second parable, it's talking about the mountain of iron and the mountain of copper and the mountain of silver and the mountain of gold. Like these, this stuff is coming at us. Like, so that all said, I've got nothing but love for our nation, for our Elo. I said it backwards. I got nothing but love for our Elohim, Yahweh Shai, our Earthly Mother, the Holy Spirit, and our nation, and those that cleave. I got nothing but love for you, because the nations have to realize that they have no more say in the rising up and the goings down of true Israel. All praises to our Father, to our Elohim, and great praise and great glory to our nation. We're going to go out like this. Yo, yo, nations, where you at? Fair use, YouTube. Fair use, YouTube.
That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes sometimes I'm feeling down. No wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive. Understand the hassle. Sing with me, y'all. We only got one word. That's all we got. Something's wrong with it. Yeah, we only got one word.
I mean, yeah, something's wrong with the Gentile world for sure. For sure. All praises, family. Shalom.